Every single year, I set myself the same goal in February. And the goal is simple, it's to get in good physical shape. And every year, thankfully, I achieve that goal. Until September. And by October, my motivation to work out, to eat well, and to be healthy seems to transform from this like tangible object that I can hold on to sand slipping through my hands. By January, the following year, all hell has broken loose in my diet. I'm basically fat compared to how I usually am. My energy is lower. My sleep isn't as good. I just don't feel my best anymore. Then February comes around again and March comes around and I set myself the same goal to get in shape and the cycle repeats itself. This has happened to me, I'd say, every year for at least the last 5 years in a row. And I've not been able to understand from a psychological perspective why this is happening. And with all things in life, until you become conscious of what's causing you to behave the way that you are, you're merely just a puppet. And the puppet master remains this unknown force, this experience you had at some point, a facet of your psychology, one that usually doesn't have your best interests at heart, one that usually can't be trusted. A puppet master that certainly isn't working for you. He's working for your insecurities or for your ego or for trauma that you've experienced. The same cycle, unfortunately, started to repeat itself this year. I mean, I started the year fat, January time. I was pretty fat compared to how I usually am walking. Can feel the little rolls on my belly shaking as I walk, and I'm wearing slightly baggier clothes. By August, I was in the best shape of my entire life, right? Because of an obsessive focus on the gym. I was going 7 days a week. I was calorie counting. One day I did 5,000 calories. And by September, my motivation started, as it always does, to just fall away. I noticed that I wasn't charging my Apple Watch anymore. I noticed that I'd started to miss the gym. I started to eat junk food again. This lasted for about 2 weeks this year. But this time, I started to be a bit more conscious about it. I told myself what I was doing. And I started examining my own psychology and literally saying to myself, Steve, you're doing it. That cycle is repeating itself. You're eating shit. You're lacking motivation. Fortunately, I've just written a whole chapter on the topic of motivation for my upcoming book. So because of the research that I had to do to write that chapter, I understand the psychological principles and the forces at play that make someone motivated or unmotivated. And armed with that, and my own sort of critical self-analysis, which I attained from being more conscious about what I was doing, the fact that I was eating junk food and I could feel my motivation waning, I finally understood why this is happening to me. Maybe this is happening to me isn't the best way to describe it. Why I'm doing this to myself or not doing things to myself that I should be doing. And, touch wood, I finally overcome it. It's November and I'm still working out for the first time literally in my life. I'm still eating well and I'm still focused on my health goals. And this is the first year ever that I can remember in the last five, really in the last decade, where I've been just as committed to working out now and to being healthy in my entire life than I was during the summer. So let me tell you how I did this and let me tell you what I understood about my own motivation, because I know it's going to speak to you in your own way. Let me rewind. Every year around February, March, I say the same thing to myself and I set myself the same goal. Let's just stop there, right? And take a look at what I just said, because there's a real clue in that first sentence. Why does this goal pop up in March? The answer, quite an obvious one, because summer is on the horizon. And you've got to ask yourself again, you've got to criticize yourself there and say, well, why does summer matter? Well, because, you know, summertime is a time where we wear less clothes, we're a little bit more vulnerable, our bodies are on show more. And then you've got to ask yourself, okay, so why is that relevant? Well, it speaks to the nature of my motivation. My motivation wasn't to work out. It wasn't to be healthy because I want long-term health benefits or to feel great about myself. As embarrassing as this is to admit, my motivation was so clearly to look good for summer. Let's just break that down a second. Look good for summer. Looking good as a goal is measured by just one thing, the public's opinion of me, ladies' opinion of me. That's what we call an extrinsic external goal. Success of that goal will be achieved when the public think I look good. The next part of that sentence, right, was for summer. The next part of my goal was for summer, which is a measurable time frame. So once summer is over, the job is done. So the motivation behind that goal was both extrinsic and held within a time frame. So when I dropped that social media pic of me topless in Mykonos or wherever I went this summer, Mykonos and Costa Rica, looking good during summer, and when I got the compliments, the likes, the followers, the praise, And when summer passed, unsurprisingly, so did my motivation. Job done. My goal, my reason, my why was attached to summer and also public opinion, and both had been fulfilled. So as I pulled into October and I tried to find the motivation to go to the gym, it was gone. Going to the gym suddenly felt so pointless to me, and I had no idea why. It just did. Even when I managed to get to the gym, my workout was quite honestly pathetic. It was short. It was like 25, 30 minutes of me predominantly texting. And I didn't know why. I just thought I wasn't feeling great. Like, you know, like a boat that had suddenly been unanchored. I was now just drifting unconsciously without intention or real motivation or without conscious realization into the winter months, into bad habits, into Fat Steve. And the minute I realized this year, I was able to completely reset and sort of re-anchor my motivation into things that were intrinsically, internally motivating and without timeframes. I set myself the goal of going to the gym just because it makes me feel great and because of the energy it gives me and the positive impact it has on my sleep. And because, you know, I love showing myself how self-disciplined I am. I get a real weird feeling of joy by going to the gym on a day when I feel like shit, because for me, that's kind of overcoming my mind, right? It's like beating the negative or the weaker parts of my mind that are trying to dissuade me from doing something that's in line with my long-term values. And honestly, also, people don't like to say this, but the positive impact it has on my sex life. I don't know really how to say this without sounding like a fucking dick, but I have never been better in bed. and just generally how good it makes me feel all year round. All of these things have no finish line. They're not extrinsically or externally judged by the public. They're the opposite of the extrinsic short-term goals I set myself in March. They're intrinsic. They are never ending. They view life not just as a bunch of reoccurring seasons, but as one season. One season from now until the day that I die. The season of life. And that is a season that it's incredibly valuable and important to be healthy and to look good for. As James Clear says, you know, we tend to believe that we'll be more successful or happy or prosperous if we put more intensity into our lives. You know, like the intensity that I showed in March every year in the lead up to summer. You know, like crash diets and sprinting towards our goals at the expense of everything else. Staying up for weeks and weeks and weeks on end to revise for that exam. But the truth is, we don't need intensity if we have a little bit more consistency. Had I just stayed in good shape in September, October, November, December, and January, if I'd just gone to the gym maybe twice or three times a week throughout that period and avoided a bit of, you know, the junk food, which I binged on periodically through that period, I wouldn't even need the intensity for the rest of the year. I wouldn't need to starve myself obsessive on my diet and go to the gym 7 days a week, sometimes twice a day. In fact, intensity for me is often a sign that we lacked consistency in the past. And I think, and I've said this a couple of times in this podcast before, but until you know, right, and this is not easy, I'm going to make this sound like it's an easy thing to do, but it requires the same sort of critical self-analysis and that I've demonstrated that what you would have seen from what I just said is I interrogated my rationale. So I said, you know, why do I always get motivated in February and March? And then I said, well, because, you know, summer's around the corner. And then why does summer matter? Well, because other, you know, extrinsic reasons. And if you go down that rabbit hole with humility and with the attention of not defending your ego, but finding the truth, then you might understand what's motivating you. But until you know what's motivating you, you won't know where you're going or why you're going there or who's steering the ship? What force in your life is steering that ship? And I'd predict that 99.9% of your motivations are misguided or somewhat unconscious. You don't really know why you're doing what you're doing. I think most of the time, you have no idea what the driving force behind your behavior is. The same applies for me. But until you do, until you have the self-awareness and that humility you need to interrogate your thinking and the lack of ego to identify why you're doing what you're doing, whether it's superficial, driven by insecurities from your childhood, because you're seeking validation like I was, or other, you will never actually be in control of your life. Something else is. And if your goals are extrinsic, someone else is. You are always one decision away from taking your business to the next level. And a decision that's helped me to transform my business is moving over to NetSuite, who I'm excited to say are a sponsor of this podcast. If you don't know already, NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. It's reduced IT costs because it lives in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere. And the cost of managing and running multiple systems, because it's in one unified business management suite. My team and I don't have to worry about tasks being manual and clunky, and it means that I can be more efficient and to focus on more important things like bringing you the best episodes and guests on this show. So I become one of the 37,000 companies that have already made the move over to NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks, so head to netsuite.com/Bartlett for a free product tour. Back to the episode. You are always one decision away from taking your business to the next level. And a decision that's helped me to transform my business is moving over to NetSuite, who I'm excited to say are a sponsor of this podcast. If you don't know already, NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. It's reduced IT costs because it lives in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere. And the cost of managing and running multiple systems, because it's in one unified business management suite. My team and I don't have to worry about tasks being manual and clunky, and it means that I can be more efficient and to focus on more important things like bringing you the best episodes and guests on this show. So I become one of the 37,000 companies that have already made the move over to NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks, so head to netsuite.com/Bartlett for a free product tour. Back to the episode.